We're reading selected excerpts from our sources on the topic of connecting the world and the last generation. We're in excerpt 13 by Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public, and vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil in each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit, since the individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals. Niv has a question here. Niv, please. The system isn't really clear in the individual and the collective, because he says on one hand the individual has no freedom because he's like a cogwheel on a machine. On the other hand, the collective is built of individuals and each individual damages the whole system. So how does that work?
In a complete system, that's how it should be. Everyone depends on everyone, and there is a matter of a majority, the collective and the individual and the collective, and all of these things, they have to work together in the complete and whole system, and it cannot be only other than the final correction. And on the way to the final correction, we will always have problems, as we feel on ourselves and the entire world. And all of this is to reveal the imbalance in the system and thus advance. Because otherwise we will never be able to get the balance, the completeness.
What starts the process connecting the individual or the individual and the collective? What's the result?
Individual collective and collective individual. And this is how it works.
I don't understand. The collective is first or the individual is first?
The first is the collective, but the collective for now is in the individual. That there is no more than the individual, and then the individual, as it expands and multiplies and breaks into pieces and begins to work on the correction of each and every part, then he begins to be reassembled into the collective.
The system isn't, I can't grasp it, this integralness in it. What are we lacking in order to be able to comprehend this?
Our brain is an integral.
So what's the matter here?
It will not help us. We will not be able to make such a calculation in our brain that 1 + 1 will equal.
Why?
Because it's incorrect. It's a corporeal mathematics and not spiritual.
What's in a corporeal math that isn't in a spiritual math that isn't in a corporeal calculation?
That the individual and the collective are equal.
And so they're equal, so there's no beginning or end to this formula between the collective and the individual and the individual and the collective?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have PT 6.
This maybe continues what Niv was saying. What is the benefit of the collective? Who determines that?
The benefit of the collective is a state that will be in the final correction. Because before that, you need to balance the collective.
Meaning we have no reason to look at reality and look for the benefit of the collective and whether people are working for it or not.
No, it's like you would want to make a order in the world right now, the egoistic world of ours. You won't get anything either because the approach will not be the right approach. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I'm completely confused. We don't value the evil in every person, but according to the damage he inflicts in the collective and not. Can you explain this? I don't understand it at all. What, I have to measure the evil in each and every person or appreciate it?
Why do you read it like this?
Look what he says. We have to measure the evil, appreciate the measure of evil in each person only according to the harm he inflicts on one in general. So,
stop mentioning your work. We see them right now in the streets.
I want to understand this sentence. Can you explain it?
That we need to value the benefit or the harm only in relation to the collective.
So what does it mean to appreciate the measure of evil?
The measure of the good or the bad, this is how we appreciate it.
He says it's clear.
So what?
Why does he say that we don't value the evil in every person?
Because the main thing is what is happening to the collective.
I need to appreciate a person that is evil, that he's acting in an evil way?
No, rather I need to calculate how much evil he is doing in relation to the collective, and maybe his evil turns into good.
So I have to see the evil in him and value it, and that's where it's revealed.
Okay. Turkey 4. Turkey 4.
I see that there is no compensation for the harm done to the society by the individual. How will I understand this?
No, we can. This is what they say. We can. Only according to the measure that he causes to the collective, to the general of the society, and not privately, personally, to something or someone. Next.
Number 14. In our generation, when each person is aided for the happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit of harm of each and every person in the world, depends and is measured by the benefit of all individuals the world over.
Корниэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Даже страшно этот вопрос как бы задавать. Вот здесь вот написано «благо одной».
It's scary to ask this question, but it's written here.
Вот мы сейчас занимаемся...
On the benefit of a certain country.
Благо Бней Барух. Скажите...
We're working on building a benefit of a certain society of Bnei Baruch. So what about the rest of the world?
What do you
mean about another world?
Here it's written that it's impossible to build a good of a certain society. So what are we doing now? We're developing the benefit of a certain group, let's say Bnei Baruch.
No, no. We tested on ourselves the benefit of the whole world.
Thank you. You calmed me down.
Is that it? Oh, no, we have Kiev 1.
What's the benefit of the whole world?
The benefit of the whole world is that according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, everyone can connect, unite, and feel themselves in complete correction, in complete joy of the purpose of creation, to reveal the very reason why they appeared in this world, that they have attained it.
Получили, раскрыли.
What does it mean attained?
That they received it, they revealed it.
Meaning man can reveal what he was created for only to the extent that he works for the benefit of the whole world?
Yes, of course.
How can a person aim himself that I live, I'm working for the whole world?
That question will direct him and aim him. From this question begins the spiritual ascent, the spiritual revelation. Why do I exist?
But this question doesn't usually bring me to an understanding that I have to work for the whole world. I want to reveal the Creator.
No, not the entire world. You need to work to reveal for yourself the purpose of your creation, your own creation.
And where in this purpose is the work for the whole world?
It's connected one in the other. When you work for the benefit of the whole world, you elevate yourself to the degree of the Creator.
Tov. Okay. Baltica Free.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Вопрос от товарища из Литовской десятки.
Question. From a friend from Lithuania. And we say that there's a benefit for society or a damage for society, but what's a neutral state? That I don't do good or bad. How do we determine such a thing? How do you work with it?
Such a state practically doesn't exist. We always progress towards the purpose of creation, either on the good path or on the bad, but still towards the purpose of creation.
Thank you.
Хадераван.
Есть это олам глобали.
There's a global balanced world, the balanced reality that is beyond our attainment. And there's my individual attainment, my reality that I live in. Do I have to reach balance in my reality in order to understand my true work?
Yes, yes, of course. To the degree that you are corrected, you can feel the external reality as corrected.
And then I can understand as much as I harm or...
And... Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
H4.
Okay. H4.
He writes that a person supposedly is dependent on the benefit, the good of the world, and I understand it. On the other hand, we see in reality that people build themselves over a destruction of other people, that their loss is their benefit.
No, Azma.
So what?
So how do you explain this? If I see that I'm gaining from someone's loss and not from their peace,
we will need to reveal this. What is it exactly, the construction of reality, and what is the destruction of reality? What do we benefit from, and what do we lose from? And this is still ahead of us.
Woman Moscow.
Woman Moscow.
Рав, от ви ще сказали, що ми тестируємо на себе вот эту методику блага для мира.
You said that we check this method upon ourselves of the benefit of the collective. And I see that in the 10, when we reveal good or bad, so the annulment of one friend raises the whole 10 to the benefit of the collective, that it's enough that one friend is expressing her annulment. It raises the whole 10 from hatred to the right state.
It's clear, clear.
How do we implement it in the whole world? Is there such a possibility?
Apparently there is. I am also still not aware of it, but it should come along, reveal itself.
Thank you, Rav. It's written that in our time we're already connected. The countries are connected in supplying their needs for life, like individuals and their families. In a corrected state, will the relationships between countries will be altruistic and bestowing?
Of course, otherwise, what is it called, the general correction? What is this question? Dnieper.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Дело в том, что вот по теме того, о чем мы говорим, мы слышали ваше наставление.
According to what we're speaking about, we heard from you in the Congress that we should connect more between tens.
And
we have a deficiency not only in Kyiv, also in other groups that in the Ukraine, that we should connect the Ukrainian vessel. We'd want to have like a routine of meetings between tents that the Ukrainian vessel will develop and grow and connect stronger. So we know that the connection with the right intention actually solves problems that we see around us. That it does good for the nation and the whole world. We heard it many times. So is there a way to connect these actions we're doing? I don't even know how to ask it correctly. Would it be a right direction that such meetings and connections in the Ukrainian vessel, that we're going to connect it clearly, that it solves our problems that we see around us in the world?
Certainly. Certainly, I welcome it. I welcome it if this is to bring all of the nations into one whole, then certainly these meetings are very beneficial. Yes. Okay, I see that with his question he threw us off the general theme, general topic. Well, we'll allow the women the last question. Women Mark 21.
Почему так трудно представить даже, что такое совершенный мир?
Why is it so difficult to even depict what the corrected world is? It's always a dead end.
Yeah, it's not simple. This is really very, very not simple, difficult even. Because in this you need to connect many systems that exist in contradiction to one another. And it's like the systems in the human body. How much there are many, many systems and all are acting in different ways and purposes. And in the end, the connection between them brings the system to life, to peace and wholeness. It's not simple. It's very challenging. And as much as the systems are more intricate in the human body, then hard for us to understand it, where it speaks about the connection of our life and spiritual life, the transition between the two worlds. We can't begin to speak because we don't have words to describe this transition. How we can sense it, feel it, connect, be connected to it. But we'll arrive at it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
No, Moscow 6, Aharon.
No, last, Moscow 6.
Даров, но в итоге можно сказать, что занимаясь своим исправлением, мы тем самым.
Summarize, could we say that by us working and correcting ourselves, we're correcting the world in our eyes?
Yes, that's for sure. USA Northeast.
In the final system, are the connections dynamically where the dense dynamically interact? So it's like a living organism.
Eli, I didn't understand again.
It's biological systems like the organ systems. Everything interacts dynamically, and they constantly change connections. And the ideal balance is that everything is in harmony.
Certainly this is so, and this is the outcome as it's connected to one another. Okay, we'll continue. At the end, you will receive a full knowledge and sensation and an entrance to the entire world of connection of all of its parts to one integral form. All the best. And hopefully until noon. I'm not sure that I'll make it in time for noon. I have a very special meeting in Haifa. But hopefully, yes. Good luck.
So today's schedule at noon to one, the noon lesson, and we'll end with a song.
be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Of one tree.